Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
WrestleMania matches bumped to SmackDown, plus Vince McMahon's reaction to Riddle's botch is revealed, and you're going to want to clear your schedule this weekend. For Friday, April the 2nd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Big Show thought it was his destiny to win this Battle Royal.
It looks like it is. Right in the front of Andre.
Uppercut by Cesaro again. Look at the power! You gotta be kidding me! Axelmania. Running wild.
Running wild. Oh, no.
Axelmania body surfing his way across
no,
the
don't
ring.
Do it. Don't do it.
Purpose.
Don't
do it. Axelmania
no.
has
Stop
been
it.
Eliminated. Eliminate Big Show and Shaquille O'Neal.
Big
Show over the top rope.
He's trying to hang on.
Hang in there, Shaq.
Shaq's been eliminated. And Big Show's been eliminated. And now Brock.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, a paid fan cannot just walk into the ring. I don't care if it is Gronkowski.
Oh, what the hell? Just what is clocked clean by Brock.
Oh, my God.
Raleigh and Corbin, former winners.
Oh, my gosh.
The hell's that?
Oh, my God. Bray Wyatt!
Bray Wyatt has descended or ascended into this very ring in WrestleMania.
How did he get there?
We haven't seen Wyatt since the Ultimate Deletion.
Oh,
what? Matt Hardy just eliminated Corbin.
Some moments over the years of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. It has been a part of WrestleMania for longer than you might think. I was surprised when I was doing the research for this bit how long the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal has been a part of the show. It's been since 2014. Goes back nearly, you know, we're fast approaching the decade anniversary. First one by Cesaro in New Orleans at WrestleMania 30. And it's either been a part of the main show or the kickoff show consistently since then, with the exception of WrestleMania 20 last year, where nothing was as it seemed last year. So I think we can forgive that. But it looks as if it is going to be missing WrestleMania once again this year, as it's been announced by WWE that next Friday SmackDown will be a WrestleMania special and will feature the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So for the first time, we are seeing the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal not part of WrestleMania, but actually part of WWE television. And that's not the only match that was set for WrestleMania that's been bumped to SmackDown. And we'll get to that one in just a moment. But to stay on the Memorial Battle Royal, they've already announced the competitors, and it looks like it's across the brands, this one. Akira Tozawa, Angel Garza, Cedric Alexander, Drew Gulak, Elias, Eric from the Viking Raiders. This will be presumably his return in this moment. Gran Metalik, Umberto Carrillo, Jackson Ryker, Jey Uso, Kalisto, King Corbin, Lindsay Dorado, Mace Murphy, Mustafa Ali, Ricochet, Shelton Benjamin, Shinsuke Nakamura, Slapjack, T-Bar, and Tucker. So a mixture of people who have been quite heavily featured on TV over the past few weeks and months, and some people who not so much have been part of television. I'm looking at you, Tucker. So that is your lineup for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. In terms of who's going to win this one, well, it's a pretty open playing field. Across there, I mean, only one former winner of the Battle Royal in this one, and that's King Corbin. And he's got himself a bit of a push on Monday Night Raw as of last week. Wouldn't surprise me if he's certainly in the final couple of them. Could be a surprise winner this year. Could be the night that maybe T-Bar gets the push that he deserves. Go Dominik Dijakovic. The other WrestleMania match that we're going to see as part of SmackDown, as part of this WrestleMania special, is the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. It's going to see Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode defending those titles against the Street Profits, Rey and Dominik Mysterio, and Chad Gable and Otis. A four-team match for the SmackDown Tag titles. There's part of me that, for everybody in this Battle Royal, and for the four teams in this tag match, I feel a bit sad for, because the first WrestleMania in front of a live crowd, first wrestling show in front of a live crowd, sorry, in over a year, and it was almost a shoo-in that you'd be a part of it in some capacity, and with just a week out to realise, no, you'll be in the Thunderdome, you can't help but feel a bit sad for them. You really can't. There is some reasoning behind this, as we've been talking throughout the week. There is a lot of discussion on having no kickoff show matches on WrestleMania Night 1, because that first entrance in front of fans again is seen as a very special marquee moment, one that is potentially being reserved for Drew McIntyre. So the first wrestler out in front of the crowd on Saturday, a week tomorrow, will be Drew McIntyre, potentially, if the WWE Championship match does go on first, as I am predicting. So in order to maintain that special entrance, they're doing no matches on the first night of the kickoff show. So therefore, they have to do something with these matches, and then unless they don't want to add them to an already very busy two nights of WrestleMania. So into the Thunderdome you go.
Yeah, I'm a little sore and a little beat up, but hey, at least I get to fight Sheamus at WrestleMania. And check it out, I got my scooter working again.
Oh, nice!
You like?
Yeah!
Hey, you think people would like these in Japan? You think scooters are big in Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think? I'm sorry, I forgot what I was saying. That's not what.
Well, Riddle just lives in a world of his own, doesn't he? The United States champion doing his thing.
Look out for that on multiple episodes of Botchamania for years to come. That was Riddle forgetting his line on Monday Night Raw this past week. And I was intrigued to know what people at head office thought of that, whether they were angry with Riddle about it, whether that was maybe part of the script to just wander off like that. Was it a little bit breaking the fourth wall, a little bit sort of anti-humor? I don't know. Well, Brian Alvarez talked about it on Wrestling Observer Live, and he says, quote, "Remember on Monday when Riddle was doing that thing and he forgot his line? I was debating, was this real or was this a work? See, me and Brian are on the same wavelength. I haven't fully figured out the story yet, because the story I was told actually doesn't make a lot of sense. The story I was told was he wasn't told it was live, but Bruce Pritchard and Vince McMahon saw it and they just laughed and laughed and laughed. So if it was live, you can't redo it. So I'm wondering if what actually happened was a pre-tape that he screwed up, but they love the pre-tape so much. The point is, what you saw on TV was not a plan. He was supposed to deliver his line. He had some line about the scooters in Japan. He screwed it up. They howled and they thought, we've got to put this on TV. Never mind the fact that it makes your promotion look like World Championship Wrestling. It's all about entertaining themselves. It entertained Bruce. It entertained Vince. And so it went on television. That's the story on Riddle and forgetting his line. He actually forgot his line and they thought it was funny. So there you go. I hope that clears it up somewhat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Fightful Select are reporting some plans for NXT TakeOver Night 1 and 2. And the plan is to allow some limited fans in attendance. So they do this at NXT TV at the moment. There was some discussion on whether or not they'd have Night 1 and 2 as one bulk taping and then cut it up. But no, they're going to both be live nights of wrestling. And the fans will be asked to take COVID tests each time they come to the Capital Wrestling Center. So there will be some smattering of live fans for TakeOver, but no different to how they currently are on NXT television. Paige was talking to Renee Paquette on her podcast Oral Sessions, and she's revealed that she's writing a book. She says, "I've been writing down notes and stuff. I feel good writing it all down and getting it all on paper. It feels nice, and I'm in a wonderful space to do it. It felt like the time. I'm even making it a two-book series because I have so many stories. Stories that will shock so many people. What I thought is normal isn't normal to the average family. It's not that bad. I'm making it sound like it's terrible. It's just a lot of things." Fightful Select have talked about the Hall of Fame induction for Titus O'Neil and said the reason for O'Neil going in as opposed to Shad Gaspard is due to WWE planning to induct O'Neil last year. Of course, last year we lost Shad Gaspard. He died in an ocean-related incident that led to him saving his son's life. And we lost Shad Gaspard in the process. And people were thinking, well, maybe Shad Gaspard will get the Warrior Award this year. But as it happens, it was meant to be the year Titus O'Neil got it for his charity work in the community and in Tampa. So he's just getting it this year. Fightful Select added, "Titus's induction was not a slight on Gaspard. O'Neil's connection to the Tampa community played a big role in the timing of the past 2 years." Logan Paul has confirmed on his Impulsive podcast that he will be present for WrestleMania, just in case you were worried. Paul Logan, with his co-host, was asked about his upcoming travel plans, and he said, quote, "Tampa, WWE, Miami, train with Jake, back to Tampa for WrestleMania, WWE," Paul said. So Paul Logan will be a part of WrestleMania, set to get involved in the Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens match on night 2 in some way, shape or form. And Kurt Angle has been talking about an AEW star he would love to get into the ring with. He said that even since he retired, he was telling Forbes magazine that there's still matches that he wants to have. And Kenny Omega is on that list. Angle says, "That's one of my dream matches. Kenny is extremely talented. I saw a match with him in Japan and I thought, wow, this guy is incredible. He reminds me a lot of AJ Styles. They both have the same style where they can fly and do groundwork equally well." He was also asked about his favorite wrestling match of all time, and he says it was the match against Chris Benoit at the 2003 Royal Rumble for the WWE title. Quote, "Chris was a mirror image of me with his intensity, his technique, and his persona. He stepped it up in every time we were in the ring. We matched each other's intensity, and it just worked extremely well. We had a lot of submission trade-offs and a lot of false finishes, and the match is really intriguing. After I won, Team Angle came out, we celebrated, and I walked out of the ring. The fans stood and gave Chris a standing ovation for 15 minutes, and it was a pay-per-view. Vince McMahon let it go, and the fans appreciating Chris showed us how good that match was. Even Triple H came up to me afterwards. I was only in the business 3 years at that time, and he said, 'You just raised the bar.' I don't know how good that match was. I thought it was okay. Now when I watch it back, I'm like, oh my gosh, this thing's a masterpiece. To have someone like Triple H telling you that you raised the bar, that's a huge compliment. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Love You By Friday is here from 3 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time today. It is you and it is I and it is live Skype calls. Come and say hi. Chat about wrestling, the life, the world, the universe, whatever, everything. All conversation is open to an extent at twitch.tv/Cultaholic from 3 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. On the Cultaholic podcast feed later today, it's a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast with Matthew, Jack and Ross. They'll be taking your questions from the mailbag, looking back at this bloody week in the wrestling and answering one big question as well. They're good like that. They're good like that. This weekend on the podcast feed, it's a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review. Matthew, Greg and myself have watched the entirety of SummerSlam 2000, and you can watch along with us by downloading the podcast on Saturday. Now, the YouTube channel, I've had quite a few questions about the Cultaholic YouTube channel in the last day or so, so I will address them here, as I have done in the videos. As Ross has said, with WTF moments coming to an end, it's my job to tell you that Cultaholic Graded will be coming to an end as well. So Raw Graded, NXT Graded, AEW Dynamite Graded, and SmackDown Graded will all be ceasing following WrestleMania. We'll do WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2, and TakeOver Night 1 and Night 2. We'll do the Raw after Mania, and we'll do the first NXT on a Tuesday night, and then we'll be calling time on Graded. Now, Graded will return for pay-per-view events, but you won't be getting it on the weekly. This is simply a case of the YouTube algorithm not working in our favor. This series is now costing us money financially to run this show. It is just a loss leader. So we are going to have to call time on it for that reason, but it frees up our schedules to create more unique, creative, bespoke, Cultaholic content every single day. So whilst you are losing Graded, you will be gaining so much more. And I'll let you in on this as well. I didn't get told off for saying this, so I'm going to say it here. We are working on a brand new live review show. And when we can all be in the room together at the same time, you'll know all about it. I'll say no more. So thank you for supporting Graded. It is coming to an end, but there's loads more exciting things to come, I promise you. And that first exciting thing is this weekend. I hope your schedule is clear for Easter, because we've done it. We've done it. Our incredible team here at Cultaholic have done it. Amazing writers, sensational editors, and the dulcet tones of Adam Pacitti on Sunday will bring you every WrestleMania match ranked from worst to best. You heard that correctly. Not every WrestleMania pay-per-view. No. We've done that. Every single match. 300 plus matches. And a video that spans over 5 hours will be available this Sunday at youtube.com/Cultaholic. Clear your schedule and get the snacks in. And I will speak to you on Tuesday, as it's Easter Monday. I shan't be here for that, but I will speak to you Tuesday. Have yourself an amazing long weekend, however you spend it. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code
code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.